B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And they're all here. Wow. That is crazy.
It's
welcome
a miracle.
Back. But you should say welcome back to me. I was gone yesterday. But
yeah,
it's
that's
good,
right.
Good to be back.
Yeah, I told LBF how you refused to come in and do a show because she'd been off so long.
Yeah, that I was under protest. I looked at it. I actually did the math on our show here since July. I've done more shows with part-time talent than I have my co-host, LBF. We have done a total of 8 shows together.
I always want wanting more. That's
okay,
all. That's how I operate.
Okay,
it's
let's
good.
Get the ball rolling here. Now, can I look at your schedule? So you're here the rest of this week.
I am here the rest
good.
Of this week.
Now, next week.
Yes, I am here the next
good.
Week.
All right. This week, and then the following week, are you here?
I am here the following week.
Well, look at that. That wow. would be 10 consecutive shows. That's great.
Yeah.
And the week after that?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, fine. Here we go. Here we go. But it's summer, so that's okay. How was your vacation? I get a chance to talk to you.
It was awesome. Yeah. We witnessed a sort of tornado.
Sort of.
I was not in the eye of the storm like my family was because they were in, I think, Dennis. Mm-hmm. But we were on the vineyard and we were paying no attention to any alerts.
No.
And then realized something was wrong when the patio umbrella went torpedoing past our big window. And we were like, that's not a good sign.
Oh, my God.
Somebody playing lawn darts? What is this? But wow. You survived, right?
I survived,
all good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was great.
Nice vacation.
Yes, I've reached maximum capacity and my liver is like just, you
liver's
know.
Done?
Uncle.
So, please. What is today's date? The 30th?
The 30th, yes.
You have one more day before you can go back to fries.
Well, I'm going to double down in August.
You're going to double down on fries?
I'm going to double down on my abstinence of fries.
Okay.
We're going to do no
really?
Fried August.
That doesn't
and
rhyme.
I know. But I think that we're going to like try to do bread, too.
Who's we, by the way?
Dave, because if I do something, he has to do it.
Yeah,
because
does.
It's not fair. Because he lives with me and
fair.
I buy the groceries.
Yeah.
So. Don't know how you're going to rhyme it with August.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm.
I'll figure it out, though. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so you're not going to do bread in August either.
That's a really hard one, but I think I'm going to really try. Maybe only one meal with bread.
Yeah, there you go. We'll call it the daily bread.
Yes, exactly.
Here's our daily
perfect.
Bread. That's it. Well, good. The gang's all back together. It's going to be hot as heck today. 93 for the high. It's going to feel like at least 103. Am I right?
Yeah.
Or is that just my mother-in-law's house?
No.
I think that's it. Okay.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe you're right.
5-7 WROR. It's 80s and more. With some Tom Petty, it's 619. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Going to be super hot today, but you know that. 93 for the high. It's going to feel like at least 103. Am I right about that?
Yeah, there's a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. So you've got to...
Super
stay indoors.
Hot. It was hot. It was hot yesterday. I had movers over to the house on a super hot day. And then, you know, they were great kids. So two of them. They couldn't have been more than maybe 25 years old. So they're young. Worked their tails off. And it came to lunch. And I thought, I'm going to feed these guys, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of pizza do you want? And they said, hey, whatever you want, boss. I was boss yesterday.
Nice.
So no, it's for you guys.
Really?
Yeah. So they wanted a meatball pizza.
Good choice.
Get them that, right?
It's my favorite, actually.
Isn't that the best?
I'd actually move some of your stuff.
Where the hell were you yesterday?
Is there meatball pizza? Well, come in.
Should have told you. They had access to the fridge for any water they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then so the question was, when it came time to tip, what do you tip movers, if at all? Would you guys tip a mover?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this was a... relatively small, $4,500 move.
Okay.
What would you have tipped on a 3-hour, $4,500 move?
3 hours.
Yeah.
I would have had them split like $100, two people.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd feel good about that?
Yeah, I'd feel good about that.
Okay. Brian?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think you also have to factor in, you know, moving on a mild day or moving on a 90-degree day.
Right.
Or like a rainy day. Like, weather has something to do with it.
Okay. I brought them sweat towels because they were sweaty.
Oh, that's nice.
You know
when
you start wiping on your sleeve?
That's like a spa between the sweat towels
that's right. I should have
the food, a little cucumber water, maybe a foot massage.
They should have tipped you.
Yeah. For the record, their foot massage didn't come up. Anyway, so they must have been happy with their tip. I gave them 75 apiece. They honked when they left.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I don't know.
Yeah, they flip you the bird. No, yeah. That's always a good indication.
I got a happy honk.
I think it also a factor is how nice your stuff is. If you just have junky stuff, you don't have to tip
most
that much anyway.
Yeah, there's a good point. But anyway, tipping is the thing. I'm just wondering, you know, if so, 75 a piece with pizza was worthy, right?
Right. Yeah, I would have done it for like 50.
Where the hell were you?
I would have done it just for the pizza.
So I'm just curious. Do you tip movers 617-931-1057? Like, because there can't be a percentage formula.
Well, yeah, because it was like 10%, it would be $500.
$500. That's crazy.
That's
So I'm just wondering if you're a mover or you have
or
a good
shaker.
Number. Or a shaker. No shaking. All right, just curious. Let's do it. 931-617-1057. Let's get some sports shorts in, Mr. Brian.
Yeah, sports brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. And yesterday, I know everybody was buzzing because Poppy went home Friday, and he posted on his Instagram yesterday a picture of a great big steak and how he's feeling good. He needs to do his rehab. He's just like when he was recovering from injuries when he was playing. But the interesting part, it was a beautiful looking steak on the grill. He said, too bad I can't crush food yet.
Can't eat.
So
everything's liquid form.
I know. I'm curious how big Poppy is right now. I hope he's feeling pretty good.
Lil Poppy.
But it was good to hear from him at least.
Yes, excellent.
That was really good. And then yesterday, big stuff over at Gillette. Rodney Harrison, Leon Gray inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. There was a slight rain delay, and because about 30 minutes, the storm went through. Everybody was soaked, but they finally got up, and Rodney had this to say.
I'd like to start with thanking the fans. You guys have been just so tremendous. I thank you guys because I look around, and like Mr. Kraft said, there are no better fans. Everywhere I go, Bahamas, New York, it's Patriot fans everywhere.
He's got a nice life. Bahamas, New York.
I know. Right? I know. It's interesting to lead with the Bahamas.
Yeah, really.
I was like,
exactly.
Huh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And a surprise, Coach Belichick came up and said a few words about him, too. And that was great. It was really cool to see. And John Hanna got up and inducted Leon Gray posthumously. So
John Hanna, I've met him. He is a big man.
Hog.
Yeah. Big the best. Dude. Best ever.
And then tonight, Red Sox, Rays, first of a three-game series at Fenway. David Price will be on the mound. We're only a half game behind Tampa, and we're still a game out on the wild card, and the trade deadline is tomorrow. We'll see if the Sox make any moves.
There you go.
And that is your sports. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious, just like Mom's Deli salads, home-style potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or coleslaw. Made with only the finest ingredients, deli salads like Mom used to make are the perfect sides to any meal. Available only at your neighborhood, Big Y.
Hey, Tom, are you there? Yeah, what do you say, Tom?
$50 is a good tip.
Okay.
So okay.
You but said, I will tell you, if you paid $4,500 for a three-hour move, you paid too much.
Wait.
I was going to say
now,
that,
Tom,
but
I didn't want to hear that. Yeah. No, they drove.
If you paid $450, that's about the right price.
I didn't want to hear that, Tom. That's not I was looking for tips, Tom.
Here's a tip. Get a different mover.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. No wonder they were honking when they left.
Yeah, exactly. What a sucker.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. You know why Sherry left, right? Did you know that?
No, I don't. Please tell me.
Yeah, she didn't want to be Sherry Perry. And who would?
Oh, really?
Would you like to be Sherry Perry?
No.
Not a fun name to have to deal with. So Sherry Perry left. There you go. 6:31. We'll put a just button up this moving thing because, first of all, I mean, I tipped the guys yesterday because it was super hot.
Yep.
They did a great job. They were no nonsense. Didn't break anything, more importantly. And so, like, you were more concerned that I bought him a meatball pizza.
Well, I'm just jealous. It's my favorite pizza.
It was good, too. You know what kind of meatball pizza it was, Elbia?
What kind?
Where they take the meatball.
Yeah.
They don't crumble it.
They slice it.
Oh,
and then it's like little domes of awesomeness.
Yes. I was looking at it going, no, guys, I'm good. No, you can have the whole thing, please. Anyway, so I gave him a tip I thought was pretty reasonable. But we're not sure what the bases were because afterwards my wife, Carolyn said, did you tip enough? I mean, that was a hot day.
Right.
$75 a piece and a meatball pizza seemed to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Bud on the phone?
Yeah, Bud's there.
What do you say, Bud?
Yeah, absolutely. You did a great job tipping. A lot of the smaller jobs usually tip better. Some of the biggest jobs I've ever done, the people leave you nothing.
That's terrible.
Back into the house and left them a little something.
Okay, bye. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's why you got a tip. Bud, the mover. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
right, buddy.
There's a good tip. All right, Zach, what do you say?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'd say you definitely got to tip your movers. I mean, I worked for Real Deal Van Lines, and it was just like, it makes the move go smoother. The guys take care of your stuff. I mean, we went to Virginia for a move, and they tipped us each $200 apiece. I mean, it's great.
That's a good tip.
Do you like it when they tip you before or after?
After. You just, you know, you'd be very polite every time you're there. You treat their stuff nice, and they're going to take care of you. I mean, movers anywhere get paid from 12 to, like, $16 an hour. So, I mean, their tips, I mean, it makes their day.
Yeah, okay, good, okay.
All right, Zach.
Thanks, guys.
That's
have
good.
A good day.
Thank you, man. Yeah, that's a lot of hard work for $12. You try to get a friend to do it for $12.
No,
bucks.
No. Right. Nope.
Yeah. I don't think so. We have a heat advisory in effect. We advise you it is going to be hot. Oh, awkward hugs today. It's too hot, right, LBF?
Yeah.
You don't want any awkward hugs on a hot
day. Not even on the coldest day.
Right. Well, that's funny. I was thinking it was hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's sticky in there. But no hugs anytime.
No hugs ever.
I just died in your arms. Here's LBF's Dirty Laundry. What do you got?
Okay, it's brought to you by Brigham Health. We've got somebody's birthday today, and I'm really, he's probably delivered some of the best lines in movies, and we'll have that for you. Who hasn't ever driven a car who just got one? But first, can we discuss The Bachelorette, please? Because, wow, I didn't know you could do such things in a windmill.
What things are you talking about?
I just thought it was like, you know, so like to it produces energy. Sure it does.
Sure.
According to Hannah B., last night on The Bachelorette, she wanted to clear up a couple of things. Now, spoiler alert, and I don't think that I'm really spoiling anything here because it was down to three guys.
Is it down to three
Jed,
or two
Jed, Tyler,
now?
And Peter.
Okay.
Now, Peter, the pilot.
Yeah, Peter Pilot.
They'll always have their windmill. She eliminated Peter last night because apparently it didn't really, even though she told audiences before that they had sex in the windmill twice.
Okay.
She lied. She had sex four times.
Okay.
So that's what she revealed.
Everybody lies playing mini golf.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Put me down for a two.
You take a few strokes off. It happens. Wait a minute. Same guy?
Yeah, same guy, Peter. Okay. Everyone thought it was Jed, but it wasn't Jed.
It was Peter.
God, can you even imagine I'm having this conversation? It's like and it's on national television.
Yeah.
And people are
there's no shame.
Proud of this, and not to you know, women. Again, I say this all the time. Mm. She's only acting like the guys, and that's but she's really out there. She's really out there
Very
with it, and
there.
I'm a little bit weirded out by it, especially because she jettisoned the guy.
Right.
Like, see you later, but wow, we'll always have our windmill.
Was it because of the windmill?
Let's be honest, Bob. It's always because
it's
of
always
the windmill.
The windmill.
So to speak.
Sorry, Peter.
So anyway, Jed and Tyler are left.
Ooh,
tonight
lucky guys.
Is the...
lucky guys.
Yes, is the finale, the final rose. Here's the line I read that really bothers me. While it remains to be seen if Hannah will accept a proposal on... Wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're supposed to propose to her? This is all about her. She needs to propose to them, right?
You'd think, but I think she boots one out and says it's not going to work and says you're the guy.
You're the guy, and then she waits for him to ask her to marry him?
Well, because the guys get rings before.
Yeah, I mean, they're both going to ask. They both want to marry her.
Right.
For some reason.
Well, the windmill, Brian.
She makes a trip to Holland super fun.
Where are they going again this year, Holland?
Where are they going on their honeymoon?
Holland?
Oh, God.
So, okay.
All right, lucky
guess who can't... who's never driven a car and just got like the most amazing car for her birthday.
But can't drive a car.
J-Lo.
Wait a minute.
J-Lo.
I thought she drove a little Fiat around the hood. Remember? The
commercial? No. I don't know. Maybe she...
She really didn't drive
Maybe she
Fiat?
Didn't. Because...
Stunt driver.
Yeah. Because when she got the car, Alex Rodriguez for her 50th birthday... Note to everybody who his wife is turning 50.
I wouldn't know anybody. Anybody
Brian? Recently gave her a $140,000 Porsche. She saw the car, and this is video. She says, "What the hell? What is that? I've never had a car like this." And then she says, "I've never driven a car, period."
So maybe
she hasn't. I mean, she's from Queens, Brooklyn?
Queens. Yeah, I think, right?
From
or the Bronx.
Some block.
No, from the Bronx.
From the block.
Yeah,
she's from the block.
Bronx, right? Jenny
block
from,
someplace.
Yeah.
So she probably just took the...
Sure.
Train? I don't know. What's the train down there?
But I think it's the A.
I know so much.
Not that it matters, but...
Oh, yeah.
Now take the A rod. Just
right.
go.
So anyway, she's never driven a car, and now she has a $140,000 Porsche, which makes everybody who's just trying hard every day feel terrible about themselves. Happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And today is Arnold Schwarzenegger's 72nd birthday, the man who brought us all the good lines. And here are just a couple of favorites.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And they hear the lamentation of their women.
Remember, Sally, when I promised to kill you last?
That's right, Major. You did.
I lied.
I'll be back.
The best. I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Get to the chopper!
Hasta la vista, baby.
Happy birthday.
One of our finest acts.
You had...
He's in incredible shape. Didn't he just take... He took somebody like... What did they...
Dropkicked him.
Yeah. And so he was okay. Arnold.
Who once, I guess it was Siskel or Ebert, one of them said... He had the amazing acting range from A to B.
Yeah. So he loves the help.
Yeah. Oh, he loves the help. Made to order. There you go. That is your dirty laundry. Good job. I missed that while you were out,
LBF. Sure did tip the maid, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I love it.
Brian Bell's walking away from the mic.
Brian should. All right. Today, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You're going to see guys today with no shirt. Is that a problem? And you say yes, but, you know, you're going to see it today.
And I have another problem with men wearing something.
Flip-flops?
Yeah.
All right, so we talk men and flip-flops at 7:10.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
So we were just talking between ourselves, amongst ourselves, about flip-flops. Is it a super hot day? And I know, LBF, you're not a big fan of guys in flip-flops.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I noticed there's a guy here who works with us who I've never seen him without shorts. I mean, gym shorts.
Yep.
And flip-flops. No, you know.
Fred? Fred down the hall?
I wasn't going to say his Fred's name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Fred.
Yeah, but it was definitely Fred. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
I know a lot about Fred and his foot care.
The dude doesn't wear shoes. And I was just wondering if that is a thing here because I'm wearing jeans. It's going to be 93 and sneakers.
Okay, yes, thank you. And okay. I thank you, and the public thanks you, and America thanks you. So
because
flip-flops, no.
You don't like
on guys.
On guys.
First of all, I don't love flip-flops in general because of the way they sound. Mm. You hear people coming, and it's like flip, 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 flip. It just drives me a little crazy. It's like snapping gum.
That's why they got their name.
That did flip-flops.
I feel like people are abusing the power of the flip-flop. Mm. Now, it's a beach thing. You wear it to the beach, or you wear it, you know, to the pool. You wear it in showers in college for a reason. But now it is seeping into society where you're just at a restaurant, and all the guys are wearing flip-flops. In the summer, with jeans, they're fancy flip-flops, they're Havaianas flip-flops, and people are like, ew, they're Havaianas. It doesn't matter. I see your feet, and I want you to cover them up.
While you're eating, you don't want to see it.
I don't want, and because some men take care of their feet, and that's good. Dave Falcone is super, like, he would get pedicures if he didn't have, we call him Puss in Boots because he has sensitive feet.
Oh, no.
So, everybody can call him that at work now.
A little tickle
up on his feet.
But, he would never wear flip-flops. Mm. And I just think that, like, it's just, you guys know, just a little bit of toe coverage goes a long way.
I wouldn't wear them to work, honestly. I just would not feel good about that.
Right.
If I wear them, I like the slip-on. I'm not the toe flip-flop. You know what I mean?
Thong,
just between your...
More of a slide.
That just doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's bad for your feet.
Yeah, no,
not
good.
It's terrible. But it just... Ugh.
So we're not flip-flop people. Hi, ROR, how about you?
Heck no. I will give a horror story, if you will.
Yeah, let's hear your flip-flop horror story.
I'm on the Green Line one summer afternoon.
Oh, God.
It was a very crowded tee. There was a guy wearing flip-flops, and his toes were extremely gnarly.
Oh.
Toe fungus. Oh, my yard.
Oh, man.
He had no right to wear flip-flops. Wow.
Says Brian. Okay.
Any story you start off with, a hot day on the Green Line, is never going to be good.
Yeah. So, Brian, that's a no. You don't wear flip-flops?
Now, if I wear sandals, they're actually closed.
Yes. Okay. So. Thank you.
Brian's
got
a toe thing. You do not like gnarly toes. That's funny. I'm with you on that, man. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Well, that's the caller, Brian. Not you, Brian. But I think yours have bottle openers on yours?
I do have bottle openers on all my flip-flops.
That's
important. But, you know, vacation, I'll wear them to the beach, appropriate places. But, like, I don't like driving in flip-flops.
See, I don't mind dry because you can take them off on a long drive.
I feel like it's going to get jammed under the gas pedal and something horrible.
Can you just imagine being in like a business meeting, okay, and like you know the guys are sitting there and they're crossing their legs, and all of a sudden they've got the flip flop on and they're. Toes that because guys don't get not a lot of guys don't get pedicures, and it's just like
that's another topic. Doreen, what's your policy on flip flops?
My policy on flip flops, I'm with LB, the snapping, the sound, and not only that, some flip flops give you blisters in between your toes when you wear them too long.
That's true.
And I can't stand the ones with the socks on. They wear socks with flip flops. That looks ridiculous.
It's better than gnarly feet.
Yeah, so,
if I have to choose.
By the way, what happened to your men from Maine? I look for that every morning to get my lap.
They're wearing flip flops.
Yeah, they're all in Maine wearing flip flops.
WROR HD2. Yeah, all men from Maine all the time.
You can listen to it
all men from Maine all the time.
Mainline, Maine from men from Maine. There you go. But today we're talking men and flip flops. So is that a no go or is it okay? 57 WROR, it's 80s and more. Already 77 in Boston, going to be 93. The Sox play tonight.
Ugh.
Oh, it's going to be hot, really hot. Heat advisory till 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We're going to crack this thing here, hopefully tomorrow, with some thunderstorms, a high 91. But all you're going to see today, and I know, LBF, you don't like it, are men in flip-flops.
Yep.
Do you like women in flip-flops? Does that bother you as much?
Not as much, because most women get pedicures, but I don't like flip-flops in any way, shape, or form.
But pedicures is the thing. So if a guy's wearing flip-flops and he's had a pedicure, you're okay with that is a little more.
Oh, it's borderline acceptable, but
I'm asking
hardly.
For a friend. Okay, that's all. Okay, that's it. All right, ROR, what's your take?
Who wears flip-flops? A real man? No. Cowboy TC? John Wayne getting on the friggin' hus with flip
Friggin' hoss.
You can see Parmesan cheese.
Oh,
on
no.
Heels.
No, no. We don't. Yeah. No,
get
we're not.
Get behind somebody in the grocery store and look at that stuff. Are you kidding me? Ram that carriage into the back of those heels.
Oh, my God.
All right, Chickie.
Thank you. I can't help it. I threw up in my mouth a little.
Cheese section there. Okay, Lori, what is your take on men and flip flops?
I love my flip flops, and I wear them from April through November.
Oh, my God, you're one of those people who pushes the season.
Yeah.
She's like, no shame in that game.
Right through Thanksgiving, huh, Lori?
Warm is warm. And I only wear my slip-on shoes, slippery shoes, all winter. Because you know what? My comfort is what matters to me, not your eyes.
Not your eyes. Okay.
Do you get pedicures a lot? Do you take care of your feet? They look good?
Well, no, I get told I have the most horrible feet in the world.
No, all right, Lori, that's enough.
Wow.
Jeez,
the most
horrible feet in the world.
Put that on your match profile. Yeah.
Now, Lori knew she was on the radio, right? I mean, she just...
Yeah. This is a woman who doesn't care.
No, Lori could not care less.
That's, you know, there's a little freedom in that.
There are some, right?
I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, maybe a little consideration for the people around
for the rest of us, Lori.
You be you, Lori. Just be you in your house.
You'll know her when you see her. You'll know her when you see her. I love this story. It's actually not a story. It's a new study. Americans are sitting too much and not meeting the daily recommended guidelines for physical activity, says somebody who's sitting right now.
I love sitting. Sitting is my favorite.
Maybe we should stand up here anyway.
Why stand when you can sit, and why sit when you can lie down?
I'm standing up now. Coming up, what is happening with your dirty laundry?
That's not very Christian. Did Katy Perry steal her number one hit from a Christian rock band? Yes, she did.
Okay. And we'll find out what happens to Katy and how much money she lost. That's in 10.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff. The most music for your workday. Next, 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety at work.
It's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry, and it's brought to you by Brigham Health, and it's about Katy Perry being a thief, The Bachelorette being disgusting, and Old Town Road. You love that song, don't you?
My kid listens to it constantly.
Got a little information about that. But first up, let's discuss Katy Perry. A jury has ruled that Katy Perry's dark horse rips off a Christian rap song called Joyful Noise. The claim was originally made in 2014, and it just got resolved They haven't ruled how much she's going to owe in damages.
She stole it.
But do you want to hear it? So here's
a
little bit
say,
of a,
I totally forgot it.
A montage of the two songs. So first it's Katy Perry, and then it is Joyful Noise. So hold on. Here we
go. Let's hear it. All right.
What's your mind? What's your mind?
Okay.
There's no going back.
Got it.
Okay, that's Katy.
All right.
It's a good song.
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word it be it here. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years.
Very, I don't know. That's
I think
vague
it is.
To me. You
no,
think so?
I think it is because if really? You slowed that second part down, it would sound very similar, if not the same.
I think
Katy
what
Perry's.
Got her was the
beginning, but I think
that,
both. I mean, yes.
Right, that's what got her.
But yeah, so that's kind of.
What'd she lose on that?
We don't know yet, but she said that her lawyer said that it has an unremarkable, simple beat, and that she's the only element the two tracks have in common, and that's basically the building blocks of music. It should be available to everyone. Now the jury will decide what Katy owes in damages. Huh?
It does sound like it's just a button on that Casio keyboard.
Yeah.
It's like
this doesn't sound like a total rip.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
It says that the track Dark Horse includes Katy Perry, Juicy J, and Dr. Luke, all of them, including Katy Perry, said they hadn't heard of Flame or Joyful Noise before writing Dark Horse. They also said they don't listen to Christian music, which to me is slightly a lie, Katy, because Katy Perry started her career as a Christian rock singer.
That's right.
But so, I would believe that no one listens to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's, if you slow it down and then do some other beats, Christian music sounds really a lot like Katy Perry, so I like it.
Yeah. It's a write-off. She'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, The Bachelorette. Part one was last night of the two-part season finale. The final rose is tonight. Well, Hannah has chosen Jed and Tyler. They're left. Peter Weber is saying goodbye. But Peter and Hannah will always have the windmill. Hannah did come clean about the shenanigans going on in the windmill.
In Holland.
Yes. She had previously said that they did the horizontal hula, probably vertical, though, the way that they...
I'm shocked.
Big windmill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Twice. Well, in fact, that's not true. They did it four times.
You know,
I hope her grandparents are watching.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. I was going to say.
She's a grown woman. And I there's a grown woman aspect. Mm. There's part of me that's like, you're a grown woman. You can make your own decision. But then there's a part of me that's like, I don't want to know. But then there's also a part of me that says, why am I watching this?
That's
so we're all
part.
At fault here.
Right.
And finally, Old Town Road. I know it drives everyone crazy, but I love that song. I also like Baby Shark, I have to tell you.
Oh,
it's officially the longest running Billboard number one. It actually surpassed the previous record of Despacito and that 90s classic. Dave Falcone, my husband,
Macarena?
Loved it. Nope.
What?
One Sweet Day with Mariah Carey.
Oh, my goodness.
And Boys to Men.
Did
and
you just Dave Falcone.
Dave Falcone. You know what I'm talking about, Dave Falcone. Wow. You love One Sweet Day.
Did he really?
Wow. He really did.
Dave.
He would get emotional listening to it.
I question whether we are going to be friends, but that's okay, Dave. We get one slide, one pass.
He's going to have fun at work today.
Between the flip-flops he's not allowed to wear. What'd you say about his feet?
Puss
you call
boots.
Him Puss in Boots. Dave. Oh, Dave, maybe there's another station for Dave in the morning. I hate to see your marriage go that way. Now, this group here that's playing behind us, you know, that's Kings of Leon?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Now, there's somebody come out with the fattest musical acts out there.
Oh,
they
really?
Would be, if you named them after, right, if they were heavy, they'd be the Burger Kings of Leon.
Oh, nice.
About Cool Whip and the Gang.
Oh, yum.
My favorite is Fleetwood Mac and Cheese.
That's fantastic.
That's good. KFC and the Sunshine Band, Girth Brooks, and finally...
He kind of is.
Yeah, I like the Dixie Chick-fil-A's. That's good.
Oh, nice.
The Dixie Chick-fil-A's. So there you go. Fat musical acts that you've never heard of.
I love it.
It's 7:51 coming up. Did you guys give away $1,000 yesterday?
No. I tried really hard, but pop culture wasn't his thing. He didn't watch enough television as a child. That's really bad, by the way.
He was probably outdoors
playing. Yeah, playing, dumb.
No, what are you thinking? The Brady Bunch was on.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, Melissa, it feels like the first time, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I'm glad you're standing by because our original caller, regularly scheduled Grand player, was unavailable. That happened, so we got Melissa.
Yeah.
Kujala, and you're from Baldwinsville, and you work in Gardner. What do you do?
Yes, I work in Gardner. I work with adults with disabilities.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. Good work. Yeah. Okay, keeping cool today. Lots of hydration, in case you haven't heard. All right, here's how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, just say pass. We'll go back to you if we have time to get all 10 right. You know what happens, Melissa?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you, that's $1,000.
Yes.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
How many sides does a triangle have?
3.
What's the capital of Texas?
Pass.
What does the military abbreviation POW stand for?
Prisoner of War.
How many times did Bachelorette Hannah B. have relations in the windmill?
Pass.
Who is the oldest cast member on the show, the TV show Friends?
Joey.
Who is the host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live?
Pass.
What band sings Rich Girl?
You're rich girl. Pass.
What is Simba's father's name in The Lion King?
Mufasa.
The Missouri River flows into what river?
Pass.
What is measured in newtons?
Pass.
What's the capital of Texas?
Austin.
How many times did Bachelorette Hannah B. have relations in the windmill?
7.
What was the host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live?
I don't know.
Seven.
Lucky number 7.
The real answer was...
What you lacked in the answers you made up with enthusiasm, because that was funny.
Yeah.
You did a great job, but we missed a couple and passed on a lot. So let's review. By the way, great comeback to the capital of Texas, which is Austin, which I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, the Bachelorette Hannah B. had relations in the windmill 4 times. Four? You'll be happy to know.
That was 4 on the floor, Melissa.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay.
Who's the oldest cast member on the TV show Friends? Lisa Kudrow. Actually, it's her birthday today. She's 56.
56.
Yeah, she's 56
today. We would have taken Phoebe.
Yes, I would have taken Phoebe.
Okay. The
host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live is Andy Cohen. Hall & Oates sings Rich Girl.
Yes.
The Missouri River flows into the Mississippi River. And what's measured in newtons?
River.
What's measured in newtons? Force.
Oh.
I like the protons. I know.
That's all right. It's all good. Protons.
That was sciencey.
Sciencey. Yes, exactly.
LBF thought it was figs. So don't.
Yeah, me too. I did. I'm like, okay. I don't know figs. Then here we are all learning things together.
You know, I like a good fig Newton, don't you?
Oh, my God. I love fig Newtons. I used to have like the fat-free ones before everyone's like, oh, you know, fat-free doesn't mean calorie-free.
Yeah.
But before that, I would take a sleeve of those. And basically just shove it all in my mouth. Boy, what a day.
Oh, what a day.
Talk about force.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and gravity. Lots of gravity there, too. There. Watch out. Oh, Melissa, you had fun, though, right?
I did. I just want to say my son and I listen to this every morning, the Winning Grand in 60 Seconds, and I always play along. And he's like, Mom, you're never going to win. You don't actually play. And I heard you say call this morning. I can't believe it. That's
true.
Man.
Well, I'm glad that you did. Thank you so much.
Is he listening now?
Yeah, he's in the back seat right now.
Oh,
why didn't you help your mother?
Come on, it's force. It's Austin. Well, Melissa, we got a pair of tickets for you to see John Fogerty at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. That's Tuesday, August 13th. Can you make it?
I can make it. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, good.
All right, you hang on, Melissa. Great job. With that, yeah, you didn't know that Fig Newton's sugar-free or fat-free wasn't.
It was back in the early days of
like
fat-free.
Like Snackwells.
Remember Snackwells?
You can eat
and
as
you're like,
many
I'm gonna
as you want. Yeah, you can really snack well all day.
Why am I chumps?
Not so fast. If you want to play Grand in 60 Seconds, just go to WROR.com. Sign up. We could be calling you. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Hot, hot, hot. High 93 today. It's going to feel even hotter, like 103.
I know.
Or maybe that's just at my mother-in-law's house. But, you know, it actually is 103 degrees.
You're like a hothouse tomato in there.
That's what it's like. Huh? But, Beth, can we turn the AC on now? Down to 76 tonight. And I kid. No, they had it cranking yesterday.
Oh,
when
that's
I came
good.
Up.
That's good.
So, LBF, it's July 30th. So you have one more day for No Fry July.
Yes, No Fry July was very successful. In fact, it was really successful for my husband Dave because he loves fish and chips. Now, the chips are obviously French fries, but every time that he ordered fish and chips down the vineyard, he just ordered chips. And that
Do you get more? Oh, you get potato chips.
Yes.
Yeah. That does. That's not quite the same.
I'm wondering how you're measuring success.
I measure it so little things.
It's just
why?
Like you just want to get through the month, right, with no fries.
Well, you've been successful not having French fries
yeah.
all month.
Yeah.
So, but has it, like, have you been better
at all? Oh, like, measured
all?
Myself, like, oh, yeah. like I've lost it, a couple like, of pounds.
Is that yeah. the
no, I, at
end
this
game?
Point in my life, I'm like, it's... I that's not the goal
no,
anymore.
Well, look,
I'm just trying to be healthy.
Yeah, because if you lost weight from not eating French fries, you were eating a lot of French
exactly.
fries.
Exactly. So I don't. Yeah. yeah. So yeah. now so how, I should really think about the things that I eat a lot of.
yeah. So I think what that would be.
Well,
but you know what? Okay, I had dinner last week with some friends. So we get to the table and they got there before we did, mm-hmm. and they already ordered all these appetizers.
Oh yeah,
it was just
I
really
love friends
good.
Like that.
Yeah, it was.
what are their names and numbers?
Maria and Al. Al and Maria. So we come to the table and they ordered. It was a Colombian restaurant, so there was chorizo,
oh,
sausage,
yes, sure.
nice, and all these breaded empanadas and mm-hmm, these things. Mm-hmm. And he said,
"You had me a breaded."
Right. and I said, "Wow, you already ordered." He goes, "Yeah, that's for you. I'm doing keto, so you can do the, you can have it all."
Oh my God, really?
So he ordered it all
again.
But
what are the numbers?
He's lost 23 pounds doing the keto.
Yeah,
and I see why he. Orders food for other people to eat, but he still gets his satisfaction from looking at it.
That's kind of fetishy in a
I
fun
thought
way.
It was wow.
Again, I
yeah.
could really help him out there.
Are you saboteur?
Yeah.
Wow, are you enjoying me eat the empanadas?
That's interesting.
But he lost 23 pounds
That's
in
good.
A month doing the keto watch other people carb diet. Yeah.
I'm going to try the No Fry July extended into the month of August,
okay.
and I'm going to add something else to give up, which this time will be chips, because what I was doing, because I'm smart,
yeah.
and I put smart in quotations,
yeah.
Is that I would just replace the fries with chips.
Yeah.
Or coleslaw, because that's a salad.
Oh my God. you know, my kid pointed out the other day, I love coleslaw.
Oh my God.
I was like, it's healthy. So, Dad, yeah. it has mayonnaise and sugar. It's not healthy.
It's really,
but I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah, I know. So what would be the hardest thing for you to give up? I know it would be, for me, would be bread. I can't do all bread. I could do white bread. Give up that.
I think the hardest thing that I is bread. I do. I did. Mm. We did abstinence April, and that by abstinence I mean
abstinence.
We gave up. we gave up
sorts?
Alcohol.
Oh.
But we.
Okay.
But then it was make up for it May, and
yeah.
we were.
yeah.
But I could. That was actually not
yeah,
that
mayhem.
Hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. But bread.
I bread
do is
bread.
Just part of every meal, and yeah. you know. And I hate using a fork and a knife.
Yeah.
It's just so great
Sop
to be able
up.
To smush stuff between two pieces of
Dang.
Bread and shove it in your face.
oh, my God.
your yeah, friend wow. can watch me do that sometimes.
Yeah, no, he's got a fetish, as it turns out.
Really
you
weird.
Eat, and he loses the weight. That's, that works.
That's
but
perfect.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm tempted to do it, the white bread, but I don't think I could.
Let's try.
You
want to
try
it,
like the whole month?
Yeah, you can do white bread, and
right.
I can try the whole,
now,
whole
okay,
bread.
You got a deal. Because I've been wanting to be pushed into this, so thank you. But does pizza count? That
yes.
counts as white bread.
Yes.
Does so? Maybe I'll have.
I like how you think. Though.
I'm trying to like give a loophole here. So spaghetti is white too. So we don't want to do
no,
that.
No, you can eat spaghetti.
White spaghetti, or yeah, I'll do wheat.
You can, but like you're just doing bread.
Yeah.
Pizza is bread. Spaghetti mm-hmm. is pasta.
Okay.
It, I mean, it has
so
yeah.
I'm
it's just
gonna
a
do
different
bread.
Form.
I'm gonna do white bread.
okay.
It's gonna really suck at the
yeah.
company outing next Tuesday
yes,
with
is.
The lobster rolls.
Yeah, we can do this.
All right, we're
just
on
eat
it.
The lobster.
you know what? You get more,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're gonna do this.
Okay.
I'm doing no white bread August.
Okay.
It doesn't have that ring of no fried July.
No, we'll figure out a rhyme.
We need
later.
A better rhyme.
Yeah.
yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
8:30. What do you got?
Your Trouble Spot Traffic is brought to you by Credit Karma. We do all morning that earlier accident in Andover. There was accident investigation, 495 northbound up by 28, and your stop and go all the way back to 38. Still, your stop and go through the Milford stretch, 495 northbound. There's heavy pockets through that whole area by Route 109, and then the shoulders blocked in Milton, 93 southbound from the Logan Express all the way up to Ponkapog there, and your stop and go in Woburn, 95 128 southbound by Walnut to Washington is very, very slow. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's to progress.
So We just did that, right?
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. We like just 5 seconds after a pact, and you're like, I have a pact.
I know. This was live radio. Yep. We just committed to it. I believe we did.
Held accountable.
So you're no fry, no chip. Mm-hmm. I'm no white bread.
Yep.
August. Okay, that's fine.
The cruelest
month. Not even August. I know what I'm having for lunch today, I'll tell you that.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff. The most music for your workday next. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety at work.
5.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian on this hot Tuesday. Look for a high today of 93. It's going to feel a lot hotter, like in the hundreds.
Okay? Heat advisory. In effect.
Till 8.
Yes.
Okay? And then tonight it's going to be a low of 76. You're already at your low. It's 77 in Boston. We were just talking about people do not compliment each other face-to-face anymore. And you theorize, LBF, they're scared.
Yeah, you guys are just...
Especially the opposite sex.
Yes, exactly. It's ridiculous, but... You can do it right, but I think you guys just don't do it all because it would require a little bit of work.
Yeah, well, my wife used to get at work, some guy would always walk by and say, yummy.
Does she have food on her desk?
She was the food.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's horrifying.
That was back in the day. You imagine doing that now?
Oh, my. Well.
I said, honey, you would have owned that
yes,
place.
Yes, exactly.
Owned it.
We got Bobby who just actually... got a compliment from someone at work.
Oh,
maybe.
All right, Bobby, what do you got?
Just quickly, I couldn't believe it. I got done with work on a midnight shift and everything, and one of the young guys I hadn't seen in a while was perfectly apropos. He just kind of, hey, Bobby, how you doing? He goes, man, you look great for your age. And I was like, I don't care. But the thing is, I put on your radio station, you know, oh, it's just you guys. And I just laughed like hell. I said, man, you know what? It's time.
Kind of a compliment, though, Bobby. Yeah. Take it. Take it, Bobby.
Right now, absolutely right. If that's in the plus column.
These days, we'll take it. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Stay cool. You know, my father-in-law, Leo, got a compliment from his doctor once that he always liked to share, which was he asked him how he looked, and the doctor said, you know, you're in good shape for the shape you're in. And that was it.
A good one.
Yeah, you're in good shape for the shape you're in.
My husband Dave got a compliment from his doctor.
Yeah.
And he said, you look great on paper.
Wow. Was there a butt?
No, it was great insane, though.
That's great.
Wow.
You look good on paper. Oh, you need to talk.
Look it up on the paper.
That's a wrap.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Most music for your workday. Next. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s. More variety at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.